Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
And we actually have powder shoots from the live tour, and they're in studio right now. Do you guys care to say hello?
How's it going,
everyone?
So start off with a pretty standard question that I'm sure you're expecting. Can you tell myself and the listeners about the formation of the band, how you guys got together, all the good stuff?
So we've started, me and Archie actually formed a band probably in about year six, I think, of primary school. To put it in perspective, we're finished from high school now, so that was probably 7-8 years ago now. And yeah, been jamming since then. Henu came along the scene probably year 7 or 8, and then Otis was another year or two after that. So we've been jamming together for probably 7 or 8 years now, all together.
That's a good portion of your guys' lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to move on to some influences now. You guys have quite a heavy sound. I personally love it. I think you've been compared to bands like Tool, I believe.
I think it was a quote from something I went. I can't remember who said it. Said we were like the New Zealand version of Tool, which is pretty massive compliment. And our individual inspirations differ quite between each other. But massive ones for most of us, I think, would probably be like Highly Suspect is a big band. Bad Flower.
Bands like She Had, Seamus, Seamus. Just a lot of good New Zealand influences, even like Cora and stuff, is really Shapeshifter, just all those type of
Alien Weaponry was a pretty big band for me growing up as well. I loved listening to it on the drive to school, actually. So you actually opened for which festival was it? Gibson Valley Concert. Yeah, you opened for like ZZ Top and some pretty big names in there, Stone Temple Pilots. How was that?
That was unreal, eh? That was like...
Yeah, to walk out onto a stage and see that many... Like, you walk thousands. Out there and, I mean, compared to... We used to just pub gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And just walking out and seeing, like, as far as you look, just thousands. Like 12,000 people, I think it was. Just, that was... genuinely one of the highlights of mine and probably everyone else's lives. It was just insane. And then also to just like walk past ZZ Top's green room and all their private portaloos.
Portaloos.
It was unreal. It's our biggest gig to date, actually, I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Times 100.
So you guys are currently in the process of recording your debut album, if I'm not mistaken. Can you give us any insights on what to expect? Will it be the usual sound from you guys? Will it be something new? What's going to be going on there?
So we started recording the album probably late last year. So like, what's the last month of the year?
December.
Yeah, so around December. And we've wrapped it up probably a month or two ago now. We're in the process of getting it mixed. I think it's about half mixed. And so hopefully we'll be dropping a few singles in the coming months, and an album by the end of the year. So what you'll probably be hearing is obviously a lot like what you just heard, a good hard rock sound that we're all quite proud of, and I think it tops anything we've ever like released before. Like, it's just another level.
Yeah, it'll be different to our, like, if anyone's listened to our songs on Spotify or anything, it'll be different to that, just because we recorded those songs a long time ago now. So it'll be quite more current than what we currently have out there.
Yeah, it'll be good to see how you guys have evolved over the years, you know?
Definitely,
like,
yeah,
young band, but you've been doing it for a while now, so it'll be really cool. What's a typical day like for you guys?
Oh, I mean, Otis is still at school.
Yeah, I'm still in my last year of school, so yeah.
Still 9 to 3 classes.
Come home, play music.
Iron house leader.
We've all got day jobs. Archie, you're a diesel mechanic. Clark's working at
I'm doing the hard yards at Domino's.
Yeah. And I'm
shout out
in between jobs at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm ski instructing in the winter, which will be good. Yeah.
Cool. Have you guys faced any challenges like working in the industry, especially at such a young age? And how have you overcome them?
One big challenge we've had is our age. Like, I mean, Otis still isn't 18. I think he, for the record, he doesn't, but he carries around a fake ID for any gigs or anything sometimes, just in case, because he's not actually allowed. He's 17. But yeah, so
that's hypothetical.
Hypothetically,
yeah.
Of course.
His dad's there.
That was so that was a few years back now.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, so just our age, really, and I mean, especially back a few years, being 15, 16, it's quite hard to pull an like a proper. You want a pissed audience, really, to mosh to your music, and that's quite hard to bring when you're 15 or 16.
And we did miss out on certain gigs we would have liked to have as well, because like certain places won't even allow underage bands or anything as well, which was frustrating at the time, but it's getting better and it will be better.
Now that we're all 18.
Now that we're all 18, it's a lot better. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you guys have got quite a bit of attention now as a band, both in New Zealand and internationally.
Oh, that's generous.
I don't think it is generous. You know, up and coming bands, you need to take the recognition where you get it. How do you stay connected with your fans?
Just through gigs. Social media is a big part. Yeah. Gigs, just however we can, really. Yeah, it's we haven't actually been out gigging for a while.
These are our first few gigs in probably 5 or 6 months now.
Yeah, we've just been working down the studio, so it's good to be out connecting with people again. Speaking of, tonight we're playing a gig with the Audio Visual Dropkicks and Mads Harrop at the Crown Hotel. Ivy was meant to be playing, but unfortunately their singer just came sick. So if anyone's around in the area and wants some good hard rock music,
come along
to the Crown. Yeah, we're doing a mini tour at the moment, so tomorrow we're in Wanaka, next weekend we're doing Christchurch and Timaru. So yeah, hopefully we'll connect with some people through that.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. It's been great to interview you, great to hear from you. Really enjoyed the music, and I think we'll play Moth to the Flame up next. So, listeners, definitely appreciate you coming in. I did. Here we go. Powder Shoots, Moth to the Flame.
Cool. Thank you.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.